Yeah, we're holding with Daf Memches Amud Aleph. Just last line, the last Amud was Tana Rabbanim. Shochat Shnei Kvosim Al Arba Bechalis. Let's say on Shavuos they shechted the Shnei Kvosim, but they had their four chalis. Instead of having Shtei Halechem, they had four. So obviously only two out of the four is Kodesh. So what do we do with these four? So it says Moishav Shtayim Mehem. Take out the two of the four Menifim and lift them up, and those two you use with those you be Yotzer. Rashi's Menifim means imakvosim. The kipsi atzeres tenufa chayim ushrutin. You have to make a tenufa twice. Once when the kipsi atzeres is alive, and then after shchit you have to make a second time a tenufa. See, out of these four, just pick up two of them and make a tenufa with the kipsi atzeres, and yotza the mitzvah kipsi atzeres. Now vihashar, what do we do lemaisa with the four lechems though? With the other two, so necheles the pigeon. The other two you'll not eat, but you have to be pointed them first. Because the maestad has a kedushas damim on it, so you can eat it without pidyon. Two of them, Tarkia, has a loch of shtei halechem, that since you made a shkita sakvosim, the kanim will not eat it. But the other two, stamas kedushas damim on it, you cannot eat it without pidyon. So we'll soon see exactly which ones and how we make the pidyon. So Gemara says, Amru Rabbonin Kaimat Rav Chizda. Rabbonin said this over in front of Rav Chizda. Is the chur rahod the loik rabbi? This should not come out like Rebbe Shita, because the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe, Kivan Diyoma Shchita Mekacha, since here B'Shah Shchita, you had all four Kabon, all four Shtei Halechem, so the Kedusha was Chal B'Shah to Shchita. And so the Parak Luhecha, how could you be poided them, teach them? We are going to be poided now, these Shtei of the Shtei Halechem. Eid the Parak Luh Me'avroi, if you're going to take it outside, to be poided outside. The Korakiva Nechsis, this the Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem, that the Shtei HaLechem has to be eaten inside Lefnei Hashem, inside the Beis HaMikdash. If so, Issalu B'Yotzei, there'll be a Psu Yotzei, to take two of them outside, there'll be a Psu Yotzei. In other words, really the problem is, we do not know out of this four, which two are really have Kedushas Shtei HaLechem on them, and which two is still Kedushas Dham to be paid up. So, like, you have to take all four outside to be paid up, all four Menasophic. If so, you can't take them out, because maybe you'll be taking out two of the Shtei Halechem, which will have a Psu Yetzei now. Elamai Igavoy, Elamai, the other Yetzei is no, be pointed them now inside when they're in the Beis HaMikdash. And so the Havimimir, the question is, Homayachun Lazara, how could you do that? By you being pointed it now, you're making the coming to Chulin. True, like in the Sophic, you pointed two out of these four. But you say, whichever two is not the Kedushas Shtei Halechem, they should become poddy on the money you have here. So the Kedusha goes off those two lechems onto the money. But now those two lechems become chulin. So according to Havimina Riz, there's a problem. You bring in chulin in Lazara. You're not allowed to have chulin in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mora says no. Omalu Rav Chizda Yerlam Terebi. Could be this bright that goes according to Rebbe Shita. And really talk, it's chal Kedusha Saguf on two of these lechems. Have a din Kedusha Shtei HaLechem. The other two do not. So the question is, where are you being poured to them? Or Parak Lugavoy, Avadi, you have to leave them inside. You cannot take them outside, because if you take two of them, even if you take two of them just outside, you have to be afraid maybe those two are the real Shtei Lechem. And so you'll make a Psu Yetzer by bringing them outside. So Avadi, you have to leave all four Lechems inside. And you are poured to two out of the four inside. The two that's only regular Kedushas Damim, those two you're being poured to. Ah, you have a question. How could you make Chulin Bazorah? The answer is the chulin memela kohen. The chulin comes by itself. It's not considered you're making the chulin. The chulin comes by itself. Therefore, there's no problem of chulin the azara. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, malei ravin l'ravashi." So ravin is said to ravashi. For tan you will learn kishu poidin and poidin mela bachutz. Says clearly in a case like this where you makadish, where you had four lechems there, that when you want to be poided two out of the four, you have to be poided them bachutz. So how could you do that? The Gemara says, "Achanami, Havadi Reb Lezer Reb Shimonhi." And if I'm at this price, it says the pigeon has to be outside. Could only go according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that holds that b'shas shchita it does not get its kedusha yet. So therefore, there's no psul yaitza. Therefore, you can take it outside, because the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. If psulu b'yaitza, there'd be a psul yaitza. If you can't make the pigeon outside, the shtelechem would become psul. So you can't bring out four of them or two of them, because you have to be afraid maybe those two is the Shtei Lechem. Say the Chalam, this process goes according to the Lezer of Rebbe Shimon. Now the Gemara says, From our Allah, if this Bryce the Chur should be cashed against Rabbi Yechonin Shita, what Yitmu learn like this? Toide Sheshachtu Ashmoinim Chalas. Let's say you brought a carbon Toide and you had 80 Chalas. You're supposed to have just 40. And instead they brought 80. So what's the Allah now? And you made a Shita on the carbon Toide, full 80. So Chiski Yoma Kichu Aboy Matech Shmoinim. Chiski says no, only 40 out of the 80 are Kaddish. And there are 40 here, that's Chulin. Rabbi Yechonin says no. Rabbi Yechonin no ma loy kitchu aboy meter shmeinim. No, that you do not have a kiddush of 40 out of 80. Tadachur means nothing is chal. That since you can't have 80, you don't even have 40 out of 80 either. If so, luchur our price that says if you made a shnei kvosin on four lechem, at least two of the four is kaddish. Of course, not like Rabbi Yechonin. Samar says no. This price already of Rabbi Yechon's halach like this. The Rambam Rab Zera, Hakol Moed Meicha Diyom Alakachua Boyim Meterch Shemayim Bekitcha. If they speak out clearly, Bishas the Shchit of the Toida, that you only want 40 Tibichal out of these 80, Senechnami Eschalak Dushan 40 of them. We don't know which 40, but only 40 is Kaddish. So Neilo Hochinam of Yes also Diyom Alakachia Tati Meterch Arba. Our price before is talking about. Where when they made the shchit on the shnei kvosin, it spoke out clearly, we only want two out of these four to be kaddish. Tzedek nami, then two is chal, which two we do not know. Therefore, menasof, we have to be poida two of them. Tony Rebbe Chanino, Tirso, chvira from the place Tirso, kaimed Rebbe Yechonon, that shochat arbo kvosim al beis chalas. What's going to be the opposite way around? They made the shchit on four kvosim, on the shtei alechem. So moshech shnei mehem, take two of these shnei kvosim, v'zorik domet shalei l'shmon, and two of them you should make the zrika shalei l'shmon, because to do l'shmon you can't do it, you can't have four kvosim. So even though the shchita was done l'shem kvosim, l'shem kisya teres, but the zrika of two of them should be done shalei l'shmon. Shemi atoy makach, if you do not do like this, in other words, if you do not first make the zrika the first two shalei l'shmon, if so, it's tada to esachreinim. Then you're going to lose out. The other two will be possible. You can't do this. In other words, if you check the first two lishmon, then you cannot do the second to shleil lishmon. And Rashi explains, to the Amaliel, that ain lechodova shenira lishmon v'nitchem lishmon. You don't have anything that was once fit to be brought lishmon, and then it's nitcha. That if you bring it shleil lishmon, it should be kosher. You don't have that. So the mission is like Rishon Lishmon. Once you made his week of the first one Lishmon, then the next ones won't be Chazi anymore Shlo Lishmon, because they're already Chazi to be done Lishmon. And therefore, the eighth is the first two should be done Shlo Lishmon, and then the second two should be done Lishmon. Omer Rabbi Yechon said, still v'chi omer leliyodem amoid v'chet b'shvil shetiska, to give you any heta to make this week of Shlo Lishmon, because it's also an issa. You're not allowed to shef, you're not allowed to make a zrika shleil lishmon. Like here, you have these four kvosim. Now two of them is kosher. So who gives you right to do two shleil lishmon? It's not very to do with shleil lishmon. You're supposed to do them lishmon. So you want to do it now shleil lishmon in order to make mezakim that chosh these two now would be a kosher carbon. And economy, you won't be yotzi shnei kvosim with these. You'll have to be yotzi shnei kvosim with the next two. But just by koponim, the first two would be kosher as a carbon itself. She wanted to be zoich in the korban. We learned like this. Every chatish in the sabu be every oila. If pieces of meat from a korban chatish that you're supposed to eat, a kohen's supposed to eat it, got mixed up with pieces of meat from a korban oila that's supposed to be burnt. And the law is you're not allowed to burn the every chatish. It's supposed to be eaten. There's a law to burn it. So what do we do now? Yes, you're allowed to put all these pieces of meat on top of the mizbech and burn it. The pieces of Chatish, you're not allowed to burn it, but Torah's a haktara. So, v'royoy, so those we see up there, v'royani es bosar achatis lamalo kilu eitzim. You do not have kavona to make a maisa haktara on the pieces of meat from the chatis. That you only have in das, stam, like you're burning wood, but not Torah's a mitzvah haktara. That's from Lezit Heta. V'achomer, the chomer say no, nothing doing, but rather two vats rost, and you have to wait till everything has a psulina, leave it overnight. V'yotz l'beis ha-sreifo. And then you burn it all in the Beis HaSreifa. So question is, according to Rabbi Elazar, am I lema, or kasha is according to Chachamim here, am I lema amoyd v'chet b'shoshat tisko? Why don't we say, according to Chachamim, or even according to Rabbi Elazar, it should be mutter to get up to burn these every chatis in order to be zoicha in the Yevro Eila, that you should be able to burn the Eila. So why not say like it's kadat to do this Avera in order to be zoicha to be able to do the other mitzvah? So Gemara says no. Amoid v'chet b'chatis. B'shvil sh'tizke v'chatis arminim. It will tell you to do a chet in this korban itself to be zoicha in the same type of a korban, like Bial Kivsi Atzeres. We're telling you to make a zrika shno lishmon in order to be zoicha that the other two kvosim should be kosher. That's okay. But amoid v'chet b'chatis b'shvil sh'tizke b'yon aloy arminim. Here we want you to do a chet with the every chatis to burn them. When you're not supposed to, I'm not to be able to burn the Avram of a Korban Erla, maybe that you don't say. So more still is the question, Ovechod de Milsa Miyoma, but by what Indian is it true that you say it to be Chota, to be Zeicham? I have what time you learn like this, Kiv Sayat Seres, Sheshochton Shlo Lishmon, when they brought the Shnei Kvosim on Shvuot, if they made the Shchit Shlo Lishmon, Oy Sheshochton, Bein Lefnei Zmanon, Bein Liyach Zmanon, whether they Shechter before Shvuot, or whether they Shechter after Shvuot, he is Adam Yizorik. He's still allowed to make this Rikas Adam. V'yabosa yechol. And you're allowed to eat the meat. But v'yimhoisa Shabbos. Let's say it was Shabbos. Then lo Yizorik. You're not allowed to make this Rikas if it was Shabbos. Since it's not a Avodas Hayoyim, it's just some regular Korban, you can't make this Rikas on Shabbos. It's a chet to do his Rikas on Shabbos. But v'yimzor, let's say v'yavid you made his Rikas. Then hurtsa lahakdim imurim lerev. Then it says v'yavid you're allowed to go and burn the Imurim of the Korban on night time after Shabbos. So the question is, Gamai, why? Lema, why don't I say Amoid Chet Bishvil Shatiska? But the question is, if you made the Zrika Shlo Lishmon, if you made the Shchita Shlo Lishmon on Shabbos, again, that's, this case is, let's say, Shabbos, Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So if you would have made the Shchita Lishmon, it's a Korban HaYom, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. But now that you made the Shchita Shlo Lishmon, it's not called the Chayvus Hayoyim, you're not Yotzei Chayvus Hayoyim, you can't make the Zrika today. The question is, why not? V'yamai. Why don't I say L'chatchim, you should do the Chet and make the Zrika today? In order that you'll be Zaychi, you'll be able to bring the Emurim at night time. So more sounds like this. Amoy Chet B'Shabbos, Kadei Shetiske B'Shabbos Amrinam. Maybe to do a Chet on Shabbos, to be Zaychi, to do something on Shabbos itself, maybe we would say. But over here, Amoyt Chet, we want to tell you to make this Zrika on Shabbos, for Shabbos. And what would you gain by this Zrika on Shabbos? Not that the carbon is kosher, but Kadei Shetiska B'chol, that you should be able to burn the Emurim at night time. So that Leimina, that we don't say. Serech Nami, if we do a Chet on Shabbos, if we do something on Shabbos, maybe that we would say. Now the Gemara says, Uvatarati Midaloi, is it true about that, but two different in Yonim. You do not say Chet, Kadei Shetiska. I, who has none, we learned. Chov yis shal truma shenishpro. V'gasal yoyna. Let's say on the attic upstairs, you had a barrel of truma, or let's say of wine, and the barrel broke. Over tachtoyna, so it was ripped down or fall downstairs. Over tachtoyna, the bottom was chulun tamayim. Was chulun, that was tamay. So if the top truma is going to fall down, the truma will also become tamay, and then you won't be able to eat nothing. You won't be able to eat not the truma, not the chulun. So the kids, you want to stop very hard this truma from falling down into the chulun. Like this, the chulun tameim on the bottom you could eat. But if the truma will fall down and become tame, you won't be able to eat anything. So it says here that Moed Reb Lezer of Reb Yeshua, Shem Yoch Olahatzim Imen Revius Ketayro Yatzel, that if you could work to get a Torah Dikakelim to save the truma that's falling down, even if you could only save a Revius of it, Ketayro, you have to go and save it. In other words, you cannot find kelim that are tamei to save that truma, because by you taking kelim that's tamei, you're going to go be metama the truma of yadayim. That's the chet. You have no right. So if you're better off, even if it takes time till you try and find a kli that's tor, and you lose a lot of wine, but as long as you'll be able to save at least the revius of yayim of this truma toira, you have to work to save it with kelim of tameim, and you have no right to save it with kelim. With kelim, you have to save it with Torim Dikakelim, and that was Kelim Dratame. But V'yimlav, let's say no, if you look around to try and find Kelim Dratar, you won't be able to save any of this Truma, all of it will fall down. Then it says, Reb Lezer Weimar, Terid Vatitma. Still, you have to let all the truma